This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. As you know, gas is now more than $4 a gallon. So a summer vacation in your RV, it'll be a lot more expensive this year. RVers, though, are coming up with some creative ways to save money. One of them involves camping not under the stars, but under the fluorescents. Reporter James Nelson explains.
If you're looking to save money on your next RV trip, maybe you should follow the example of Richard Dury from Jonesboro, Tennessee. He's on a camping trip in Rexburg, Idaho, and has just set up for the evening. He's not in a wood or forest or by a small rippling stream. He's in a Walmart parking lot.
It's the best campground in the country. Well, it's handy. It's close to the interstate. Most of us run on the interstate. And the price is right.
That price, of course, free. Every night throughout the country, this scene is repeated from high-end RVs to small camper shells on trucks. People wheel up to a Walmart for the night. Instead of crackling campfires or wildlife stirring in the night, highway noise and shopping carts fill the air. Take this Walmart parking lot in Draper, Utah. That's where Max Belden, his mother Alice May, and their two dogs will spend the night. Max points out some simple reasons why.
Like a thing I like about Walmarts, you can always see them from the freeway. They're easy to get in and out of. And when you're putting 350 to 500 miles a day on a rig, you don't want to spend an hour looking for a place to park. We can live without hookups.
As the RVs roll in and out of the big box store lots at this Walmart in central Utah, Rebecca Scow says camping here offers her family a sense of security. And she adds, her children love it.
They actually were all asleep before we... No, you were awake. They woke up this morning and was like, we're so close to a Walmart. They were excited we could go into Walmart and get a few things.
Floridians Richard and Sally Knoll have been camping in Walmart lots around the country for over 5 years. They say many Walmart parking lots have signs saying no overnight parking, but they are seldom turned away.
The few times we have run into it, we've asked the manager, and he says, oh, as far as Walmart's concerned, you're more than welcome.
Walmart issued a statement saying many of their locations allow overnight RV parking, adding it's primarily up to the discretion of store management. For the Knowles, it fits the budget.
If we had to go in a campground every night of the week, we wouldn't be out on the road. It'd be another $175 to $200 a week, and we're going to be out a month. So that'd be another $1,000 for the month. And on top of the extra, almost an extra $1,000 we're spending on gas because of the $4, that's something we have to figure into the budget.
And now that $4 a gallon is inching its way up to $5, it makes free overnight stays at the local Walmart lot even more attractive. For NPR News, I'm James Nelson in Salt Lake City.